A federal appeals court today affirmed New Jersey's bail overhaul law that took effect last year. It's a win for advocates for the changes to the Garden State's criminal justice system, and it's a major blow to the bail bonds industry, which is losing business as a result. WHYY's Joe Hernandez joins me to examine today's decision. And Joe, first off, take us back to January 2017. What happened then?
Well, Dave, that's when the bail overhaul effort began in January of 2017. And basically what that meant is cash bail is virtually eliminated. Not totally, but almost eliminated. And this happened for two reasons. It was so poor defendants who were getting stuck in jail for months ahead of trial because they couldn't pay bail. Now they were going to be able to get out of jail and await trial and continue to work, live at home. And it also, for the first time, allowed judges in the state to hold people in jail who they thought were extreme risks of committing another crime if they were released, or risks of not showing up to court. And this wasn't allowed before. Judges had to set monetary bail for pretty much everybody.
And so, as you're alluding, the new bail system scores defendants. I suppose those are some of the criteria.
Some of the criteria include the crime alleged, the person's age, whether they've been to court before or been in jail before, things like that.
Fast forwarding to today, when three federal judges in Philadelphia ruled against a man who'd brought a challenge to the state's bail overhaul. What was the finding?
Right. So this guy had sued the state of New Jersey. He'd been arrested for aggravated assault, and he didn't have to pay bail. He was let out of jail, but he was let out with conditions. He was on house arrest, and he had to wear a GPS monitor. And he basically sued the state and said, look, I have a constitutional right to pay bail if I can do it, that I should be able to pay and get out of jail if I have that ability. And the court basically said, no, there is no constitutional right to pay cash bail and get out of jail. There's a constitutional right not to have excessive bail, but not everybody should just have that option. That's not in the Constitution. And this ruling was hailed by proponents of New Jersey's bail overhaul, people like Alex Shalom with the ACLU.
Cash bail hurts poor people. Cash bail has deleterious effects on fairness, on public safety, and on justice. And the court recognized that. The court said explicitly that monetary bail often deprived presumptively innocent defendants of their pretrial liberty.
Are there other challenges pending to the new law?
Yeah, there are other challenges. One is from a woman who lives in southern New Jersey, and her son was murdered allegedly by a guy who had been in jail on a gun charge and then released per this bail overhaul. So she's basically suing the state and saying, whatever you're doing, it's not working if you let a guy out of jail who then later went on to allegedly murder my son.
Has there been enough evidence yet to determine the success of the program?
That depends a lot on who you ask and how you define success. So the state court system is working on and soon should be releasing data on whether people who are released pending trial commit other crimes or whether they skip court at a later date. And, you know, the bail bonds industry, which has been really, really opposed to this whole bail overhaul, has been saying when those stats come out, we're going to see that people are released on nothing but a promise, they say, and then they go on to do more crimes or not show up for court. However, the state is also showing much lower numbers in the amount of people in jail, in the jail population. And this is one thing that proponents will say is a huge success, that fewer poor people are waiting in jail pending trial simply because they can't afford to pay however much bail is to get out.
Are there other states that have a similar program in place for a longer period that we can look to as a likelihood of how this could play out?
No, New Jersey actually was really in the front of the pack as far as this goes. There are other cities and counties, other jurisdictions that are doing similar things, and other states that are using a computer algorithm that New Jersey is using to score whether people should be released or not. But New Jersey is really the first state to do this bail overhaul in a very comprehensive way, in the way that it did it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.